beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, which my guest just found out as he sat on my couch. It's the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have someone over to watch an episode of the show with me. We take notes and then we discuss it. My guest tonight is the very generous Neil Brennan. Because you literally came in and sat down, and then I had no idea what was going on.
I like you. I think you're a nice person.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise. Yeah, yeah. I think you're even nicer because seeing your face after I told you what we were going to do and you didn't leave...
What do I
mean? Means you're super nice.
I have your parking pass. I can't
leave. Oh, okay. Well, you're trapped.
It would have been, yeah.
Okay. Well, the episode that we just watched, it was called Check Your Mate, and the original air date was October 5th, 1991.
Yeah.
And what I need you to do is summarize it in like 4 or 5 sentences and really get deep into it.
I don't know if this is a running, if they never brought this up again, but Screech is good at chess, guys.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this. And so he wins a match, and then... the competition's coming up with the Bayside or Eastside.
Valley? Yeah, is their rival school.
All right, so there's a match coming up with Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the next week, and then Mark Paul Gosselaar and the hunk from Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah. Slater.
Slater decide that Screech needs promotion, so then they're promoting him, and then somebody from Valley comes over,
right?
Two like mean guys from Valley come over,
right.
And they bring a Russian guy with them, who's gonna beat Screech,
right?
And then, by the way, we're not even probably halfway into the first act.
Well, no, we got to sum up the whole plot because
okay,
then we got to really.
And then
deep.
I have to go through beat by beat. I can't not.
Okay, let me do it then.
Yeah.
Okay. The plot is there is a chess championship. Everybody thinks Screech is going to win. Zach and Slater bet a lot of money on Screech. The dudes from Valley trick him. They bring in a ringer in the form of the Russian dude. Then craziness ensues.
Not that easy. Oh, was that all you need to do?
Yeah, because we'll go through everything. Because this episode opens with a chess match going on.
Yeah.
Being broadcast on the school's radio station.
Yeah. Which is right there. Crazy.
Okay. How many levels are crazy, though? First of all, I trip hard on the school radio station idea already.
You're already out of it.
Yeah.
First shot, you're out of it. You're
Even
not believing
I have gotten emails from people being like, I had one in my school, but I still, it's the craziest idea in the world to me.
It's not even announcements. It's radio.
It's like a straight up radio station. So
like
that's crazy.
Like a 80,000 watts.
Yes.
Like you can hear it way far away.
Yes, you can hear it 4 states away.
Yeah.
So also...
And what's weird is they play adult contemporary.
It's a smooth jazz station.
Which is odd, because it's like, why don't you play something the kids would like? No, fuck you, adult contemporary. And classical. Classical Sundays.
Classical. But they interrupted the classical rock block to broadcast a chess game.
Yeah. Now, first of all, you're throwing money away by broadcasting chess. We want to talk about the business of radio. Guys, what are you doing?
You're not going to sell any ad space during a chess game.
And then...
Liz Berkley
knows chess moves.
Jesse
knows chess moves.
Yes.
Which you found crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she confidently is like, oh, yeah, Screech just did a bishop, rook, block or whatever. Yeah. Like, she knows what that is.
Yes.
Also.
Let me put Liz Berkley. Not only does Liz Berkley...
You're the first person in the history of this podcast, by the way, to call her that.
Oh,
and
by
it's
the
amazing.
Way. I know her.
Oh, you're real tight with her?
I know Liz
you call
Berkley.
Her Liz?
That's why I literally
LB?
Call her... Sometimes I think I may have called her Lizzie.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I used to like have a mutual... Whatever, long story.
Okay, so Liz Berks.
Lizzie B. She... Not only does she not know, she wouldn't even date anyone that would know chess
moves. Not at all.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. Like... Yeah, there's zero reason she should know any of that.
Yeah.
But also, I challenge you.
She calls it fancy checkers. Go ahead.
I challenge you to maybe, can you come up with a list of maybe even two things that would be more boring to listen to being described than a chess game. I could come up with zero.
Checkers, I think, because at least chess has like.
I would argue checkers.
Imagine it.
Yeah, but checkers you can jump and stuff. That's
right,
more exciting.
You can jump in checkers. You can jump in chess. The moves have names. As much the people on chess have names, so you can at least say like the rook just did something.
Whereas checkers, you just go red.
That one red circle
jumped that other
black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
so,
you're right
maybe
then.
I'm thinking too clearly on this.
Maybe you are. But yeah, so a high school chess match, which by the way, did your high school even have a chess team? Do you even know if that is the case?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because zero people would have cared. Zero people would have come to any of the matches.
Yeah.
And zero people would have listened to said matches on
also,
the radio station.
Yes. And there was a 40-person audience.
Oh, there's a live audience. They had stadium seating.
They had stadium seating, including a fucking black dude. As if any black dude ever would go to watch dorks play chess if he wasn't there to sell them weed in Washington Square Park. Where they actually do play
Where
chess.
They would
yeah.
be playing.
Yeah, where they actually
yeah,
do play
Yeah, of course.
Chess. Yeah.
That's true. I did not even notice, because now I'm thinking, because there are minimum black extras in Saved by the Bell, and there's either, most of the time they're nerds. They're black nerds.
He was a black nerd.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I got to get a look at
that son of a bitch. he was a bona fide black nerd. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So
Screech's pants straight up. I don't know if they're like this in every episode. Let me tell you how high up his pants were. His dick was halfway down his pants. Straight. Like, he probably, even allowing for a small dick, his dick, if his pants were 12 floors high, his dick was on the sixth floor.
His dick is on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
The discussion of Screech's dick immediately makes me just want to crawl in a hole and die. But yes, he does. He basically, I think in the last episode we were talking about how his pants just look like somebody put suspenders on a parachute, you know, and like affixed it.
It's not even.
They're so gigantic.
Nothing can prepare you for this. It's like a fucking.
You've been in the shit, man.
It's like some Carol Burnett, Bob, whatever his name was.
Bob Hope?
Whoever did the costumes on Carol Burnett.
Oh, you're talking about Bob Mackie.
Bob Mackie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like some crazy only Bob Mackie would think.
Right,
to do.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, so they're the chess match, stadium seating, an actual crowd. That would never happen in a million years. And then Lisa and Kelly come out cheerleaders. There are cheerleaders at this chess match.
Let me put it to you, they waxed for this. They actually went ahead and waxed because they don't.
You have a lot of wardrobe notes.
Yeah, they waxed. They had to have waxed to wear a fucking.
They were wearing dangerously short skirts to perform a cheer at the chess match. Also, the two-person cheerleading squad.
Yeah,
there are two girls
sad.
On it.
That only happens if the rest of them die.
Or
if you're real, if your cheerleading squad dies.
Or if the rest of them were like, I'm not going to show up to the chess match.
Yeah, like,
I don't think
no,
that's
I'll
part
be
of
there.
Our
go,
jurisdiction.
You go out first.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll get there. We'll probably be there toward the end. Probably toward the end of the chess match. We should get there.
I've never played chess in my entire life.
I don't. Yeah.
Not one
I think,
time.
Well, it can either take 3 minutes
or 4 hours.
Or 3 days.
I want to learn how, but I always felt like I just was like too dumb to do it. I mean, I'm probably accurate on that, but yeah, I've never done it. So I have no idea what it entails. But I do know that it's not something to be broadcast on radio.
It ain't nothing for the radio, y'all.
It's not at all. And you're right. Not only is it unbelievable that Jesse knew what chess moves are and is confidently saying them, but the assumption that any high school students listening to the broadcast knows what chess moves are. Like anyone at home is
all
going,
the people that
oh,
know
yeah, totally
are there.
That move.
All the people that would know are there.
Exactly. Nobody's at home listening going, oh, I know exactly what a bishop, rook, flip is or whatever.
Let's not get bogged down here because
there's so much to say about this chess match. So that, and then no offense to anybody who played chess in high school, but I guarantee your high school did not care about it. My high school cared about one thing, football. That's all they cared about.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty true for most high schools.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Philadelphia.
And your high school was a football high school only? Or basketball?
They had basketball. There were too many black guys.
Right.
On the basketball team. So it was like, it was a mostly white school.
Really?
Yeah. And then the black dudes came. This was like in the suburbs, and they black dudes came in from like the.
They bussed them in. Was it like that kind of situation?
Them in, but yeah, it was one of those things.
Oh, okay.
None of us were happy about it. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. No, I think they. I don't know what the deal was, but they're. Yeah. So it was basketball, and
that was pretty much it in my school too.
Yeah.
Okay. So Screech wins this chess match, though.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, like the original one where they're broadcasting it or whatever, and everybody loses their damn minds.
Well, yeah, fucking guy.
A guy comes up and asks him for his autograph.
Yeah, well, he's going to. Oh, I just spit a lot on my mouth. Your mic is fine. Don't worry. There'll be other podcasts after this.
I'm just gonna have to put a screen in front of me now, but that's
screen. So he comes out, wants the autograph. This guy's got pretty low standards of fame.
It's like you'll see that dude in class tomorrow, bro. Yeah. Like, wait till he's sitting next to you in class.
Yeah. And then the guy from Mark Paul Gosselaar and the guy from
Zach
Extra,
and Slater,
the guy from Extra, the hunk from fucking Extra, hunk. There's no other word for it.
There really truly
the fucking
isn't.
Dimps on this guy. This guy's got dimps for
he's
days.
Fucking dominating the dimp game.
Yeah, I mean dimp game bananas. They decide to promote him, which is like okay.
Well, right, because since you've never seen the show, it's a running thing that Zach is always trying to make money. Like he's always like scammer, and any opportunity to be like I can make money off this, he'll take it. So he sees this total hopeless nerd who comes up to ask Screech for his autograph, and is like. Oh, damn. If somebody wants his autograph, that means they're going to want to buy shit with his face on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's, they're immediately like, we can make money off of this.
Yeah.
And also in the form of betting, they know that they're going to play Valley at this chess match. And so they're also going to bet on the chess match.
Yeah. We're looking at young gambling addicts. Is what we're looking at. Yes. So then the Russian dudes come in, or then guys from. Go on.
The guy. I'm sorry.
No. Go on. You tell him. Because I can't even explain it.
Well, the guys
from Valley come in with a like we got a guy, one of our, and he's Russian.
Yes. I do want to point out the guys who come in because the next scene is the Max, which is their hangout, and that's when the two dudes from Valley come in to be like get in their faces, talk some smack. We're totally gonna beat you at chess because we care about it for some reason. Okay, they're the Masher cousins.
Have they been on the show before?
No, they have not, but they said their name. They're the Masher cousins, and their names are Vinny and Guy Guy. Guy Guy!
Yeah, this is not I don't know. They probably didn't get a lot of WGA awards for this, for writing this show. That'd be the Writers Guild. Probably didn't get a Humanitas. From the Writers Guild, that's for like the best of the best.
They probably didn't get a lot.
Yeah, not good writing,
didn't
guys.
Get more than zero.
Not good writing. Couldn't have taken more than. I mean, it truly looks like 25 minutes. Yeah.
To write the entire. Yeah. I think you're being generous.
No, yeah, exactly. Like it's not good writing. It's not a lot of specificity, and they on the thing about Saved by the Bell, anything can get a laugh. That's the real thing to keep trying to do. You don't know if a setup. You don't know where these fucking laughs are coming. They could be on a setup, a punchline, a tag, an establishing shot. You don't know.
Look,
you don't know what they're gonna go like. Fuck you. That's a joke.
It's whenever the guy wants to press a laugh button.
They actually should have a. They should instead of laughter. They should have a guy going. Fuck you. That's a joke. That would be great.
We decided that's a joke.
Hey, you don't know. What do you know? That's a joke.
What do you know, kids? You dumb kids watching this? That's idiots. A joke. So they come into the Max where everybody's chilling and, you know, to talk shit. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to beat you. And that's when they say, we got a new foreign exchange student. And they bring it in the Russian guy that they introduce as Peter Brezhnev.
Right.
Which I can only assume that is like Peter Smith. That's just like
there's like Brezhnev was the... former premier
of course.
The Soviet Union.
And so I'm sure they just were like, that's the first Russian name that we know. And then it just sounds like such a stock,
Like, what's the... They literally wrote with, like, what's the first thing you think of?
When I say yes. Russia, you say Brezhnev.
His name is the Masher Twins. What's his name? Vinny. What else? Guy.
Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there are several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.